Hello there, welcome back to Regina Sworn audio series. This very quick, I think it's going to be a 5-minute podcast. If it goes over, then it goes over. I want to say thank you for so much love shown in general to my podcast. This is what I call a little podcast. To me, it's little, but the fact that it's ever growing and so many people are interested, are taking interest in listening. Sometimes it's not always the people whom you think are the listeners. You know, you got friends that I say, I like, or you got family that may not even listen at all. And then you got just those out there who would really genuinely listen. And that's where the Lord has put me, in a place where people who listen, not just because they know me, or people who listen because they are genuinely interested in the topic. And a lot of the people in the few thousands who are actually tuning in now, yeah, I said it right, the few thousand, that's a lot. And compare it to the dozens and then a couple hundred, and then it's grown, guys. So God has placed, sometimes God will place the right people right into your life for whatever situation that you're in at that particular moment. And he's done that through me so many times. And that's happened with the podcast here. And I'm really, really, my words here cannot express how happy it makes me feel. It makes me so happy, and I love all of you dearly from my heart. Sometimes I want to cry, but I know if I do, it's going to be all in the podcast, so I want to keep it simple. The last couple of podcasts I did, the one about to text or to call, resonated in a really big way with a lot of people. I know some of you listening right now may have not have heard it yet, if you're my friends or family, but there are people who actually clicked on that and say, oh my God, I love that. So that resonated, just that topic, text or call. And if you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to it. And the one about, can I love someone? And I had to post that, make that, because I have to let people know sometimes, although I am speaking about being alone in my podcast, it's not necessarily talking about a relationship. I have no problem there at all with the relationship thing. However, being alone, again, I'm going to say this again, it's about my sister, who was my best friend, who was, other than God, my everything. And of course, my mother and my dad and my pastor, those four people right there meant everything to me. And they were just a great big part of my life, and they're no longer here. So when I say I'm alone, it has nothing to do about a relationship. And some people would take it the wrong way and think that I'm talking about being alone relationship-wise. No. I don't want to go back through that. So if you haven't heard the podcast that was recorded on yesterday about can I love someone, then go and check out that podcast. It's about 30 minutes. So you need to listen to the entire thing in its entirety to get what I'm really speaking about. I just want to thank y'all. I thank you. I have supporters. Wonderful, great supporters that I know, and some I don't know, but I feel like we are connected because you do listen to my podcast and you do support me in whatever way you can. And I want to thank the Allens for being such a wonderful, wonderful part of my life. They've always been a part of my life, and everything I need, they're always there. And sometimes you're scared to go and seek them for whatever, because they're always there. You know, have you ever had a friend, like somebody you always know you can go to, and you're just like, I don't know, I'm just going to leave them alone for a second. But they don't want that. They don't want that. They always tell me, don't, please. So I love them, not because they are great, my greatest supporters, other than God, but because they're just some sweet, sweet people. And you know, I'm saying happy Mother's Day today to my other mom. We all know my pastor passed away, who was a mom figure to me as well, a spiritual mother. And my natural mother, who passed away in 2020. But my other mom, who's been such a wonderful mom in my life, Miss Anna Ellen up in Brentwood, Tennessee, the entire Ellen family, I love you all for so many different reasons. Lindsay, who handles my social media accounts when I'm not able to, which is probably 90% of the time. I thank God for them, and I thank God for my other mom, Miss Anna Ellen. I love you, love you, love you so much. I'm hoping to see all of you within the next 4 weeks, God willing. It's going to come up and just spend some time with you up in Brentwood. And just, I don't know, they're always wanting me to come up. And so, and whenever my mom, Miss Anna Ellen, is asking for me, I did a Zoom with her today. I did a live Zoom. And, you know, whenever she asks for me, I have to get there, like, right away. Because, you know, she was really sick for a while. I know this podcast is going over 6 minutes now, so bear with me. She was sick a couple of months ago, and got in a lot of prayers, and she's on the mend. God, it just wasn't her time, you know. And Mom, I know you're listening to this podcast, my other mom. I know you're listening. I love you, and I just thank God that you are still with us. And I'm definitely, Lord's willing, looking at coming out visiting you and the family on the ranch. They have a beautiful ranch. On the ranch, I'm coming up to visit, and I want to stay for a couple of weeks so I can just really enjoy you all and enjoy myself. So, love you, Mom. I hope this Mother's Day is good for you. And this podcast is also dedicated to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. I thank you all. Words can't express it. I'm not even trying to let words express it, because sometimes words cannot express. But thank you so much for the love, the support, for everything. So again, thank all of you out there for being so wonderful, for supporting my work, my music, the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what this was for, just to say the last two podcasts that I recorded, text or call. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out. It's a very short, like 3 minutes. And of course, the one that I did on yesterday, it was like a Friday night continuation of my online dating, but it was about myself this time. So to go deep inside of my life, you have to go listen to the podcast that I recorded on yesterday. And it was called Can I Love Someone? Again, thank you all for your support. Thank you to Stephen Paul. Thank you for Lindsay, Kita, Sherry. Thank you to, well, whomever support me. What can I say? I can't name all the names out, can I? But thank you all for your support. I love you. God bless. Talk to you soon. Thank you.